Hey everybody, this is Deborah from MyMindMyBody.net, and today I'd like to share with you an article I wrote called Take This Diet and Shove It. My mother is a fan of country music, so this meant that I grew up in the 1980s listening to the local country radio station. I remember every Friday, promptly at 5 p.m., the radio station would play Johnny Paycheck's Take This Job and Shove It, followed immediately by the Judds' Girls' Night Out. You may be wondering why I bring this up. What do these two songs have to do with dieting? No worries, this will make sense in a few paragraphs. I was suckered into Weight Watchers and dove right into the dieting world. Sure, I had a diet mentality before that, but it really piled on when I started Weight Watchers. My dieting slowly increased, which meant I ate less and less over time. It not only affected my physical health, but my mental health as well. It got to the point where I just got so tired of being hungry, feeling pressured to exercise more and more, of being told what types of food to eat, how much to eat, and when to eat, that I was mentally exhausted from managing every part of my diet. I hit diet bottom. I was done being manipulated by the media. I was being told that I had to be tall, blonde, thin, and tanned. I was dealt a certain genetic hand, and my body wanted to work within those parameters. I was fighting that by dieting. I cannot change my shoe size any more than I can change my body shape and size. And yet I was being told that I should look like a Victoria's Secret model. So what does Take This Job and Shove It, a song about eloquently quitting a job, and Girls' Night Out, a song about basking in the freedom of the weekend, have to do with dieting? Well, I essentially told myself that it was time to take this diet and shove it. I had had it with all the aspects of dieting and yearned for the freedom of food choice again. I yearned for the simple pleasure of eating and exercising without it being constantly linked to calories consumed, calories burned, body fat percentage, and that pesky number on the scale. I yearn to eat and exercise for enjoyment and because it makes me feel good physically and mentally. I yearned for an approach to food and movement that was like a toddler's. I yearned to get back to a place where I ate and exercised intuitively. Though Johnny Paycheck may not be your inspiration, I hope someone or something inspires you to tell your diet to shove it. Again, this is Deborah from MyMindMyBody.net. Please like, comment, and subscribe. And thank you for listening. Take care.